Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for all of you out there to start flapping your wings, because God made you an eagle as a child of God, and it's time for you to get up and soar. And this crisis, when the wings have collapsed, don't you worry about it. God is still there, and He wants you to fly. Don't die, fly. Somebody ought to throw your hands up and say, I'm going to fly, not die.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us on Revive Radio. Let's go into a new sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 1. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
How do you prepare for these sudden changes? And how do you go from one thing to another, which seems to be crisis after crisis in a lot of ways? Everyone is going to face crisis in your life, but this one is one that nobody expected. So this current crisis that we're in is one that there's no personal control over. That's when you would call it, by definition, a crisis. And so many people have not been preparing themselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually for the season that we're in right now. I want you to look in John chapter 16, where the Bible says that these things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. Jesus said, I've told you this before so that you can have peace when this time comes. Because in this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation. This word tribulation here in this passage of Scripture literally means to crush, to press, to compress, to squeeze. It means to break. It also means to have affliction, which is a direct reference here to diseases or calamities or crisis that comes. So he's literally speaking here about crisis that are going to come as a result of being in this world. In this world, you will have tribulation, but he says, be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. He says in another location, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the world is in this crisis right now. And in the past, in the recent past, we've known this term of globalization, or this modern term of how that global crisis takes place. In time past, I can remember my father saying in World War II, the way he got the notification just a short time ago in World War II, he was down doing some logging in Santa Rosa Beach, and it was 2 weeks after World War II started that they got the news that the country was in war. Is that war? Now, in the social media age, everything is instant. So the globe has connected. In fact, right now, all around the world, we're streaming this broadcast, and anybody with a smart device, a phone, whatever, can log on, and they can be watching this around the world, just like we've had people doing. And so suddenly, every nation is caught up in this crisis, and every part of that crisis is affecting every part of us, personally, in our family right now. I mean, people are getting a little stir-crazy in their house, and I was reading some of the posts from social media today, people going outside, doing all kinds of stuff. Businesses are in crisis. One information that I got from one of the members here, that one gentleman decided to just take his whole business and turn it over to another man and make early retirement. There are so many changes happening in our religious world right now. We are doing something that many churches have never even thought about. Those that have been doing live streaming like this are having to think it in a whole new way. In fact, some of my staff said today, Pastor, we're working harder now than we did when we regularly had services, because there's an awful lot of production and things that are taking place just to be able to bring this to you this evening. And while the crisis is pandemic all around the world, the condition of the world events keep moving. In fact, think about it. We're more vulnerable, even though this crisis is going on, this pandemic is taking place. But think about this. We are actually dealing with our own daily situations. Someone was telling me today, you know, we're staying in because my child has type 1 diabetes and things that are taking place. That just adds on. It just piles on. You start thinking about this, and it doesn't take long for stress and anxiety and pressure to happen, and that's what's going to happen, I believe, in the days that are ahead. That's the reason why the Word of God is going to become so important to you, because the only peace and the only calm and comfort that is going to happen is through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that's coming, bringing faith to you. The fact is, everybody is being affected. If you're a business person, you're finding people canceling orders. If you're a pastor, a missionary, evangelist, there are people that are canceling your meetings, which is your income. And churches that are running short of funds now are perhaps running out. What do I do? Well, when you pile all this on, so what have I got to do? What have I got to understand about what's going on in order to lead in this crisis? Well, first thing you need to understand is that God knows and God cares and that God will never fail you. Now, the only way you can really understand that, because some people that are listening right now, they won't wrap their mind around it because they're not in a relationship with God to be able to know Him and to be calm. In fact, I know some folks that are calling themselves Christians right now that, quite frankly, they're in as much fear as the world is and panic, and that shouldn't be. Any crisis of this magnitude is going to change things. In fact, everything is going to change. The way we do business, the way we operate, things are going to change, and no one will be exempt. There is no way out of this crisis except for God's way. Bringing the kingdom of God into this crisis is what is necessary. And it takes a crisis many times for people's minds to change. You can see, I was reading the article earlier today where the spring break partiers that were down in South Florida, now many of them have contracted this virus, and suddenly their mentality has turned because the crisis has come home to them. Certainly, we don't want anyone to die or to even get sick, but if you're foolish in this time and not leading yourself in this crisis, you could walk right into the stuff, right into the mess, because you haven't taken the precautions. It could hit any one of us. I know preachers and many of our Assembly of God pastors, many of them have contracted the virus, and we're praying for them. Doesn't mean that they're exempt from the hand of God. What it does mean is that we must think as leaders, as Christians, as kingdom people with a kingdom mindset into the future. I was reading even some today on people's thoughts that they were putting out there, and I was shocked at the mindset that it's more about themselves than it is about other people. And that's just something that is not just happened today, but that's a mentality that they brought with them. The crisis is something that catches you by surprise. And for instance, when the doctor says it's a global pandemic, virus, there's a shutdown going on, go isolate yourself, no contact or you could die, all of a sudden people get motivated for change. And if they're smart, they will do that. I can tell you that through many crises and leading our church, through Hurricane Opal was the first one as we were pastoring many years ago, the storm came through and suddenly things changed. We wound up having service in one location and service in another location. You need to know that in crisis is what brings out many times the answers for the situation. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you just start doing things, and suddenly you begin to meet a need. Hurricane Ivan came through the area, and trees that were dead, limbs that were dead because the wind came through, it cleans out everything. And then just a few weeks later, the new growth starts coming on the tree because the crisis pushed out the things that didn't need to be, and suddenly new things begin to develop. Jesus said, as it gets closer to his return, that crises are going to come one after another. In fact, during the tribulation period, of which we're not in right now, during the tribulation, it's going to be stacking right on top of one another. In fact, the Bible says that when that starts happening, and I believe it's applicable to this situation, is that men's hearts will fail them for fear for looking for those things that are coming upon them. Well, Pastor, then, if you're talking about all this crisis, how am I supposed to get out of that? How do I lead myself? Well, that's a good question, and that's what I want you to understand. Because, get this, prepared people don't panic. The reason why people are hoarding up toilet paper and all kinds of stuff right now is because they hadn't prepared themselves. Well, Pastor, I didn't know it was coming. You need to know that any given time, things are going to change. Here's some things you need to know about. If you're going to lead in a crisis, here's some things you need to know. First of all, as a believer, I can't speak this for everybody. Not everybody's going to take all of this. There's a difference between believing and trusting. Believing says, I believe in God. I believe He exists. Trusting says, I have experienced a crisis and God was faithful. I can trust Him in that one. I can trust Him in this one. So here's some principles for you, some practical takeaways here tonight. First of all, nothing is permanent except God and His promises. You should write that down. Nothing is permanent except God and His promises. That's the reason why He's a solid rock. That's the reason why you can rest upon Him. He is a sure foundation. You need to understand that when all the world is shaking, and that's what's going on now, there is one solid rock. His name is Jesus Christ. And upon that rock, He said, I will build my church. Now, if you're part of His church, if you're God's people, then crisis will come to every one of us. I want you to know He didn't pick out, this virus did not pick out just Protestants or just Catholics or just Jews or just Republicans or just Democrats or just rich or just poor. It is pandemic. It's across all lines. But as believers, as leaders in the middle of a crisis, God's promises, ladies and gentlemen, He promises to us that His promises come to us and He will be faithful to them. But write this down. God's promises, He promises us that nothing is permanent. Now, this is important for you to get a hold of in light of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You can read in that verse, the Bible says that there are times and seasons that God has established. The book of Genesis says that times and seasons, sowing and reaping, will happen as long as the earth remains. We're still on the earth, and seasons are coming. It's a cycling. Right now, we see the pollen that's covering everything outside, and here we are in Florida. Our temperature has risen to what normally would be summertime levels in the 80s, and in some case, we're almost getting close to 90. You need to know that seasons come and seasons go. Seasons require change. Seasons, secondly, give hope to us that I'm not stuck in this season, that there is another season that's coming on, and usually there's not an announcement of it. I know that there is a spring season that's coming on. As a matter of fact, I got up a couple of mornings ago and went into my office at home. And while it was still dark outside, and suddenly there was a blue jay or some kind of bird that was right outside that caught my total attention. The bird was so loud with the chirping that it stopped me. And I started smiling because I thought about the passage of Scripture that says, even in Ecclesiastes, that one day the birds are going to sing again. And I want you to know that while seasons require change, seasons also give hope that there's another season that's coming, even in a crisis. Nothing remains the same. You need to know that things are changing, and that's God's plan. If everything remained the same and everything was permanent and we were locked into it, then you would have a permanent backache for the rest of your life. But God allowed days, times, and seasons to change so that things that we are looking at today, we can have hope for tomorrow because God is going to change things up ahead. Number four, seasons are always temporary. I didn't get an announcement, and neither did you, that the temperature was going to raise in this springtime while the pollen is still falling down, that the seasons are changing. But I came to tell you, God established it in the beginning, and without an announcement, the season has changed. Now get this, crisis is not a permanent position. And what you need to know is that God is not in a crisis. You should say that with me. God is not in a crisis. The world is in a crisis. The world is biting its fingernails. But this crisis that's going on has not caught heaven by surprise. Now, I want you to get this right here. And I need to get some extended time on my time tonight, so you stay with me. I don't know how many we've got watching online, but whatever you do, stay with me. I started 5 minutes late, so in preacher time, that means 2 hours. All right, that's dog years. Okay, so get this. The key to life in this crisis is to outlast the season.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Until then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.